And good afternoon, GRN listeners across South and Central Texas. This is your live, this is your local program, and as you know, this is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, your general manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network, South and Central Texas listening area. As you know, you can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station, online at grnonline.com, or on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. And you can join us on our Facebook page at GRN South and Central TX. Hit that like button, follow, and you can see everything that we are doing. Want to thank everybody tuning in from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and of course, right here in beautiful San Antonio. I am grateful that you've decided to spend this hour joining us and getting caught up on all things Catholic in South and Central Texas. And as you know, on this program, I try to bring you a variety of informative discussions, highlighting different people, which we're going to meet a beautiful person today in Mariana B, and ministries, events that are going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio, of course, the Diocese of Austin. On today's program, we have an up-and-coming rising star, a singer that you're going to want to learn about. She's going to sing a beautiful song for us that she sang up at the Vatican. And I'll tell you what, she is dynamic. Her name's Mariana B. Mariana and then B.E. We're going to learn all about her in the first half of the hour. So I want to get through my intro very quickly because the second half is going to be car raffle. Today's the last day. This is it. As Kenny Loggins says, this is it. And so this is the last day. Midnight tonight is the last hour that you can buy your ticket, or by midnight. So make sure during the show, if you want to call the number 888-880-8563. I got Kimberly and I've got Mario answering phones here at the studio. So, and you can call all day, because we're going to be selling all day today. But we're going to begin our conversation in prayer. Well, we're going to start in prayer like we always do here at the Guadalupe Radio Network. Would like you to, you know, keep in your prayers Archbishop Gustavo, Bishop Gary Onick, Bishop Cepeda, retired Bishop Michael Boulet, of course, all of our priests, deacons, seminarians, nuns, sisters, clergy, everybody. Want to make sure we're praying for our Catholic Church. Want to make sure we are praying for our religion and for our country. So let's start in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear God, may everything we do begin with your inspiration, continue with your help, and reach perfection under your guidance. With your love and care, lead all of us in our daily actions. Help us to persevere in love and sincerity. Bless us with an abundance of courage in proclaiming your holy name and the teachings of your church. Grant us the grace to do your will in loving obedience. Heavenly Father, keep us under your constant protection and draw us, our families, and our loved ones ever closer to you. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so I'm going to recap real quick. I want to thank Father Luke and Father Rafael Becerra over at Our Lady of Guadalupe Helotes. OLG Helotes. I was just out there this past weekend selling raffle tickets. It was so beautiful, and the weather was perfect. We had our canopy out there, but want to thank everybody who came up and purchased tickets out there physically, and want to thank my volunteers who are out there, you know, Laura, Chris, and Dennis, Jack, Patty, everybody who went out there to help out. It was a beautiful day, so thank you so much, OLG Helotes. We will see you again next year, and want to thank all the parishes that helped us today. As I just said, is the last day to purchase your GRN car raffle ticket for a chance to win a 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250 in midnight black and macchiato beige interior. So want to make sure you call that number. You could also text the number. You could text the word raffle, R-A-F-F-L-E, to 345-345. You could do that all day today until midnight. Text the word raffle to 345-345. Or call us here at the station. You could always do that, and we could fill out your tickets, snap a shot of them, and text them to you, 888-880-8563. We'll do that on the second half of the show. And so with that said, I'm going to turn my cameras off of me because I'd rather them be facing Mariana B, which I'm going to do right now. Mariana, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm... Oh, I can't really hear.
There you go. Oh, yeah. There you go. Now we can hear you.
Hi, I'm... So grateful to be here, and I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me. This is a gift.
Well, Mariana, you know, like I just said in my intro, we try to bring awareness to all things Catholic.
Yeah.
And so you're a product of San Antonio, and we're going to talk about, you were at the Vatican World Youth Day in Lisbon, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to talk all about that because I really want our listeners across all five stations to know who you are.
Oh.
Because we need to get your name out. It's already out there. I was going through your profile. Tell us, first of all, a little bit about yourself, where you're from. Yeah, I know you're from here. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you. I was born in Mexico. And then my family moved to the U.S. when I was about 11 years old. And I grew up in San Antonio. So this is I would say my hometown.
Yeah.
You know, elementary, part of elementary school, middle school, high school. And then I went to UIW. Shout out to Incarnate Word.
The Cardinals.
Yeah. And a great Catholic private university.
Where'd you go to high school?
Reagan High School. Shout out to Reagan.
Right down the street, yeah.
Yes. And then I did some studies, master studies of composition in the Boston Conservatory at Berkeley. But I'm, yeah, basically grew up in San Antonio. This is home. And I feel very connected to the Texan San Antonian community.
Yes.
Obviously, my Mexican roots. I have some Arabic roots as well. So, yeah.
It is a what I call a great mix,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a mix.
And what's cool is that, you know, you're from San Antonio,
yeah,
and you got invited to World Youth Day.
Yeah.
And so your music, how did your music get out there, and how did they figure out, we need to have her here at World Youth Day and at the Vatican? How did that come about?
Yeah. I would say God's grace and providence. For World Youth Day in 2023, 2 years prior to that, I embarked upon this original music competition.
Oh, okay.
Back then with Pope Francis through his foundation called Escolas Ocurrentes, which is a foundation that he had in Argentina, and then he brought it to the Vatican when he was our Pope.
Yes.
And so it was basically a call to young people to write music in different languages. It was for, you know, anybody in the world to do that, based on a few topics. They sent us movies to watch, poems, just to get inspired and to create a song from that. And
how old were you when you saw that? I mean, I hate to put you on the spot like that.
I don't know.
But let's say you were in your teens, right?
No. I had already graduated from university. So, you know, fresh from out of university.
Uh-huh.
And so I did it, and I wrote a song in Spanish, actually, for that competition called Verdad, which will be coming out in a few months or early next year.
Right.
And that was one of the selected songs. And so from that, this invitation came about to be able to attend this special gathering with other young adults from across the world that were part of that foundation. And then we had like a special kind of meeting, I would call it, with Pope Francis. And I got to sing it for like the young adults there, the song. And then I also got to just participate in other activities with everyone else.
Yeah.
And then from then on, my journey began. Well, I had already been in the Holy Land before that. Anyway, I'm kind of mixing all the stories, but everything
That's
is
okay.
interconnected.
That's okay. We're following you.
And then for the Vatican, where I got to sing at the Jubilee of the Youth.
The Jubilee. That's right.
Yeah.
The Vatican.
Yeah. Last summer.
Wow.
That was really crazy, and a gift and a blessing from God. So the Vatican is now trying to honor and bring about attention to music, Catholic music, or music with the message that goes with the Catholic message of the Lord, right? To spread the good news and everything, and the doctrine of the Church that aligns with it. And so many people sent out to me this invitation that the people were receiving, musicians, to send out your music To see if it could apply in different categories. It's kind of like the Grammys.
Yeah, because you're across many spectrums, right?
But yeah, many categories.
Yeah, they categories.
Have in English, in Spanish, in right. Portuguese. And I send out my song New Life, which is one of off of the album that I wrote in the Holy Land. Oh. And I didn't think much of it. I didn't really know where that was going to go.
That's usually how it happens.
Yeah. I was so surprised. And then I got all these different nominations. Basically, many songs, many artists send out. Either someone else, you know, sends their music or you can do it yourself.
Right.
And then I got all these different nominations. I was shocked and so grateful. And the song New Life. And then they invited me to attend, but also to perform it.
To sing New Life at the Vatican.
Yeah, the awards.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
So that was a gift. And then the song got awarded Best Evangelization Song in English, which was also a shock.
Yeah.
Everything has just been a big surprise. But I'm so grateful and just kind of, you know, praise to God for all of those opportunities to bring about attention to this project that the Lord put in my path to embark upon for the world. You know,
and it's cool that, you know, you give all the praise and thanks to God because that's where it starts. He gave you the talent. He put you in front of these people, you know, to go play at the Vatican at World Youth Day. And so I love that about you. And I want people to see, and there may be people out there listening going, hey, where can we check her out on the internet? So I want to give them so they could go and start searching. We have a lot of people who listen at work. And so they're probably like, hey, how do we get there? So I've got beacons.ai/MarianaB.
Yeah, that's my main big link right now, like a link tree where you can go on there and all my YouTube videos, all my music platforms.
You're across many digital platforms. So if they just type in Mariana and then B-E, tell me about MarianaB, what your name, what is the B-E?
yes. And so, on YouTube, Spotify, all the platforms, Apple Music, MarianaB. It's basically it has two different meanings. The first one is my two last names, Baron Esper.
Baron Esper, okay.
And also, because B-E, but the initials of my two last names. But also, when I had to come up with an artist name when I was releasing music, I was very inspired to write about, not fitting in the mold of like, society and being who you were meant to be, being the person that God meant you to be. So I had this logo in my mind, this motto of be who you were meant to be, MarianaB, because a lot of my songs were about sometimes feeling different, maybe not fitting in with the crowd and kind of finding your person and your path. And that was a challenge growing up sometimes.
Like be the one.
Yeah.
Be that person.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That makes
so
sense.
MarianaB. So
yeah, MarianaB. So we, what I want to promise our listeners here, it's 13. I'm watching the clock because I want you to sing that song. So at 20 after, we're on till 27, then we go to break and then we're going to sell car raffle tickets. But
fun.
I want to give you plenty of time. I want to give you 5 minutes to do your song so people can hear it. Now you were inspired at a very early age musically. Who inspired you? To pick up the guitar to start singing. How did you know? I always wonder this about artists. How did you know you could sing?
Oh, it was a very organic journey for me.
Yeah.
My family is very musical. My mom loves singing.
And mom's here in the studio.
And my dad is like musically just naturally very talented. He plays everything by ear. My grandmother from my father's side was a concert pianist.
Oh, wow.
Most of all my siblings play an instrument. So, but it was never kind of like a professional thing in my immediate family.
Right.
but we also always had keyboards laying around. And I just got curious. I started just, doing cover songs and joining choirs in middle school. And then I started doing well in the choir competitions as a soloist. And naturally, through different circumstances, I began to see that there is something for me in this in this musical path. And I just, kept digging and digging further. and exploring and learning and joining different opportunities, auditioning, and then studying. And it's led me to this. So yeah. I guess it was just like a natural inclination. You know, it wasn't something that I was pushed to do or anything yeah. like that.
See, and that's when the best comes out, when it's natural, when it when God put that talent in you and then you figured it out. Yeah. You're like, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
There's I can do this and I'm not going to be nervous about it because it's natural talent. That I love natural talent.
Well, it's been a journey to discover yeah. it and yeah. to find my path or the path that, you know, God has for me in this field. Yeah. But I don't regret at all pursuing it, you know.
You know, the other thing I want to put out there is, you know, Mariana B, I want people to go, our listeners to go check you out because you've got a great bio in here. There's tons of information. We couldn't even cover it in an hour, but you've got a lot of information out there. I want them to hear your music, download your music. How can they support your music and your projects that are coming up? That's a question I want to put out there because yeah. nothing comes without support. You have to have that support out there. How do they support you?
Well, there's many ways you can support my, you know, this music projects. Yeah. One of them is the Holy Land music album that I'm working to release this year. Uh-huh. And then other musical projects I'm working on this year. Firstly, you know, looking up my music name.
Downloading your music,
downloading
right?
Downloading my music, sharing the songs. Yeah. A lot of the songs can be used for many different, you know, like for, you know, just to enjoy in the car, but also I made the songs in a way that could be used for Catholic, you know, like environments, like
or let's say we're at an axe retreat.
Yes,
and we put music in the during the breaks. We got music going. This is a great way
retreats,
to
retreats, yeah. concerts, mass. You know, even like for media. You know, I think it's great. I all the songs are inspired by biblical passages of encounters that Jesus had during his ministry. So
oh, that's beautiful.
The Mary Magdalene song, the hemorrhaging yeah. woman, Jesus and Peter in the Sea of Galilee. They're songs about hope, faith, and love. And I make them in both languages so we could have that reach, you know, in the two with the two languages in the world. So one of them is like sharing my music and following me on the social media platforms because that's where I'm gonna let people know that music is coming. And then also, you know, if anyone would like to support this as a sponsor, as a donor, there's an opportunity for that as well to make them part of my project internationally. You know, I've been able to perform in different countries and, you know, families or businessmen, businesswomen, they want to support this independent project. As of now, it's independent, but we will see in the future what happens. And
or conferences. There's so many conferences.
Of course, the thing at conferences, festivals where this could have exposure. So, but they can, you know, go online and I have an email there. Mariana B team. @gmail.com for anybody that wants to learn more about my this project that is hopefully will reach many souls and spread the good news.
And you've got a lot of content out there. There's a lot of videos. So, you know, I want to encourage our listeners in all five markets to, you know, tune in and you know, take a look at what you're doing out there because you're young, you're the future of our church. You are, you know, we are the church, but you're the future of the church.
Yeah,
and it's so important. But I love that you're writing your songs around biblical.
Yeah, I was very inspired in the Holy Land. You know, I was I spent some time in Magdala. I don't know if you know Magdala, yeah. Mary Magdalene's hometown.
Yes.
You're right by the Sea of Galilee. So inspired by the passages that took place there. And then also I got to spend some time in Jerusalem. I was surrounded by a beautiful Catholic community, the Holy Land. The Holy Sepulcher was 10 minutes away. I was able to go to daily mass there, which was a gift. I also love to write about, you know, love and friendship and just the human experience. So, you know, I in my Catholic faith, but also just life experiences in general and other genres of music that I'm working on this year, that which I hope people can also enjoy as well.
You know, I want to thank Anastasia. We were talking about, you said, how do you know Anastasia? She actually But it was the go-between, you and
yeah,
I.
Yeah, the connection.
And Anastasia, if you're listening, which I know you are, thank you so
Hi,
much. Anastasia is awesome.
You're the best. And, she's so much joy.
Yeah, she's a fellow parishioner at Our Lady of Grace, and we got some great parishioners over there.
Yes, it's a beautiful parish. Yeah.
The new president and CEO of Catholic Charities, Ada Sines, she's a parishioner at our parish. Amazing. She's going to be on next week. So,
oh, I'd love to.
Yeah, OLG is awesome. But, you know, it's relationships, right? And it's God, you know, putting his hand on you and saying, go serve the masses and sing for me. He wants you to sing.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, the path is, narrow, as they say,
the
right?
Path like is the, narrow, yes.
You know, and, it has its challenges because we're not of the world, but we live in it. So
it has twists, it has turns, it has dips, it has hills,
detours,
yeah.
You know?
Detours, but yeah.
Especially this Holy Land project was definitely a surprise. For me, but I hope I can do its justice, you know, to this opportunity that God gave me, and just to be grateful, to have a optimistic attitude in life.
I love that, you know, because artists, you know, you have a great attitude, and it starts with that. And like I said, you're the future of the church, but it's 21 after. I want to give you time, so if you will set up. I know you got to get your guitar. I'll put the camera on me so that you can set up, do your
awesome.
Thing. And we're going to have you sing the song that you sang at the Holy Land.
Yeah, at the Holy Land. Yes, I did sing it at the Holy Land, actually.
And the Vatican.
Yeah, actually written in Magdala, Mary Magdalene's hometown.
Right.
Inspired by Mary Magdalene's journey before and after meeting Christ.
Right.
I got to perform it there and also in the Vatican Music Awards. So,
and now we're privileged because you're going to perform it right here in our studio. So, you know, I'm going to just not say anything and I'm going to have you do your thing. But I want to let everybody know, check out Madiana B, okay? Madiana B, and you can go into, I'm in there right now, beacons@ai.com/MadianaB, MariAnabe.
Yes.
Okay, Mariana, the camera's back on you, and our listeners are listening. Here we go.
Thank you. And also, if that's a little hard to find, you can just Google Mariana,
just Mariana B.
Or anywhere on social media, and I'll pop up somewhere. So
there you go.
Thank you so much. So, all right. Yeah, this is New Life, and you can hear it again if you like it. It's available everywhere, and is the first one off of many to come, God willing, this year from the album The Holy Land Experience. All right. Would I be able to
take up?
So I can hear myself better. Thank you. All right. I was running from myself, oh Lord. And I wanted new life, I wanted new life. Fighting insecurities, oh Lord. And I wanted new life, I wanted new life. Had this darkness in my heart, oh Lord. And I wanted new life, I wanted new life. Living afraid of what they'd say, oh Lord. And I wanted new life, I wanted new life. 'Cause no one would call me by my name, everyone tried to stay away. And I wanted new life, I wanted new life. Everything was dark, everything was gray. I was an outcast with all the pain, and I wanted new life. And you called me Mary. You are new. Let peace be still. So let joy be with you.
Cause you took her wretchedness, oh Lord, and you gave her new life. You gave her new life. All her anxiety and sin, oh Lord, and you gave her new life. You gave her new life. And all the darkness from her past, oh Lord, and you gave her new life. You gave her new life. Cause no one would call her by her name, and everyone tried to stay away, and she wanted new life. She wanted new life. Everything was dark, everything was gray. She was an outcast with all the pain, and she wanted new life. And you called her Mary. You are new, you are new. Let peace be steady. You are new, you are new. Oh, you called her Mary. You are new, you are new. Oh, my love will restore you. So let joy be with you. I'm also a Mary, a Mary Magdalene. 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 Also a Mary. I am new, I have life, I will flourish inside. You have made me new, I will follow you. I am loved by you. Like Mary Magdalene, I was lost, now I'm found. You have made me new, I will follow you. I am loved by you. Hope resides.
Yeah, it goes a little bit like that. I don't know if we're running out of time.
My goodness, I was like, oh, we're going to come up on the right. Mariana, that is
thank you.
Beautiful. Your phone, ladies and gentlemen, Mariana B, this is a rising star. She's going to be out there. She is incredibly talented. Your phone's going to be ringing, Mariana.
Oh,
and this was
sweet.
My first music guest on my program. I've done 102 shows. You're number 103. And
oh, wow.
This 103rd show is just blowing my doors off because this is incredible. Yeah, I love your music.
Thank you for having me. Wow, that's so special.
And, you know, here at the Guadalupe Radio Network, you know, like we say, we like to support, you know, our Catholic faith and everything Catholic. You are epitome of that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for having me. Yeah, praise God. Keep me in your prayers, and I will keep you in mine, all of you guys.
So. Absolutely. And so there's the music. We're going to go to break. We're going to keep talking about you, Mariana B. Mariana and then B-E.
Yes.
So, Mariana, thank you so much. We'll be back. We're going to be selling raffle tickets, but hang in there. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Not bye-bye. Hang in there. We'll
see
be
you
right
soon.
Back.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Time is almost up. The Guadalupe Radio Network car raffle is in its final countdown. You have until Monday, February 16th at 11:59 p.m. to get your tickets before it's all over. Tickets are only $25 each, or get five for just $100. Every ticket you buy fuels the mission of evangelization. Don't wait, don't slow down. Go to grnonline.com/raffle or text the word raffle to 345-345 and get your tickets now.
I recently stumbled across your radio station. On the way to work, I had seen a bumper sticker on somebody's car. I didn't know what it was or what it was about, but I tuned in on my way to work, and I've been listening to you guys ever since. I appreciate you guys, and maybe you can add me to your prayer list as well, just that I continue to develop my path with the Catholic Church.
The Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Gordy Zambrano here, inviting all men and women to our 2026 Fishers of Men Dinner to be held on Thursday, April 9th at Holy Trinity Catholic Church Banquet Hall. Come enjoy a delicious steak dinner and an incredible talk by Matthew Leonard. Our honoree is Father Carlos Velasquez from San Fernando Cathedral. To purchase your tickets or sponsor a table, go to grnonline.com, click on the events tab, and go to 2025 South and Central Fishers of Men. See you there.
Alan Ames will be back in San Antonio from March 15th through the 22nd. Alan has traveled the world, sharing his inspiring conversion story and powerful healing ministry. Alan's conversion experience has caused a dramatic change in his life, from a violent alcoholic to a man of the sacraments and prayer. For additional information on Alan's ministry or which parishes he will be visiting, visit alanames.org. That's Alan, AMES.org.
All right, we are back. Wow. That was incredible. Mariana B., thank you so much for coming by in his vineyard to, sing that beautiful song she sang at the Vatican at World Youth Day. She's from San Antonio, everybody. I just told her, your phone is going to be ringing off the hook because, she's trying to get her name out there, and she's done a fantastic job of getting her name out there to be, invited to the Vatican, to be, invited to World Youth Day. We just had a flurry of conversation, and it was incredible. Mariana B. and her mom, thank you for coming by. We appreciate you, and I'm so happy because that was my first music guest ever, and well worth it. So Mariana B., we'll get your information out there. If you're on Facebook, I do have a post out there about today's show, and I've got Mariana B.'s link on there. So all you got to do is go to our Facebook page, GRN South and Central TX, and you can download her information. You could also just type her name in there, Mariana, do it in all caps, Mariana, MARIANABE, Mariana B., and you'll be able to see all her content again across a lot of digital platforms. And I guarantee you, like me this morning, when I was doing my research, I was like, oh my goodness, she is so talented. It's going to be great to have her on the show. And boy, she just blew us away with that live version. To sing live right here in the studio is, I couldn't do it. But she did such a fantastic job, was composed. And a true artist. I just met a true artist, a true rising star. So, Mariana B., thank you so much. Now we're going to turn our attention to Car Raffle, because we're doing this. I'm taking half of my show, and I've got my Car Raffle hat on. It says the Guadalupe Radio Network. But I want to thank everybody. This Car Raffle had its challenges, and we had a weekend there. I think it was week 5, where we weren't able to go out to the parishes because Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio were frozen. I mean, it was about below 30 degrees, and it was cold out there, and we had to cancel a weekend. So that one weekend cost us, and we can't extend Car Raffle. Dates are set, tickets are printed, and February 20th, which is this Friday, we're going to announce a winner. Our president, Sammy Rodriguez Jr., is going to let us know who that lucky winner is. But you can only win if you enter. So right now we're giving everybody a chance. If you call this number, it rings right here to our conference table, 888-880-8563. 888-880-8563. And Kimberly is here. Mario's here. I think Sean's out here in the office as well. So, we got plenty of people to answer calls, but we want to give you an opportunity on In His Vineyard to purchase your ticket. Today's the last day, and midnight is the, once the clock strikes 12, midnight tonight, it's over. And that winner is going to be chosen on Friday. So we're raffling off a 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250. I always say that GLB 250, that GLB stands for good-looking Benz. I'm saying great-looking Benz, because if you go into grnonline.com, you can see pictures of it, download the specifications, if you will. and see what this vehicle is all about. It's beautiful. And, you know, every year it's so classy. We bring a Mercedes, and it's like our Fishers of Men dinner, which, by the way, mine is April 9th. And so I'll be calling. If you went last year, I'm going to be calling you. But we serve steak at our Fishers of Men dinners. And that's the way we roll here at the Guadalupe Radio Network. And so we bring you the best because God expects the best and God deserves the best. And so we want to provide the best. And Plano of Mercedes-Benz of Plano up in Dallas, North Texas. Yeah, they provide the vehicle and, we pay for it. But I mean, it's a beautiful vehicle. They'll put a red bow on it and, be delivered. But it's a beautiful, beautiful Mercedes-Benz GLB 250. And you're going to want to win this. So if you know somebody out there who might need a car, a vehicle, purchase that pay it forward ticket. That paid forward ticket is just the way it sounds. Pay it forward. You're going to buy a ticket for somebody else, and you can put their name on there. You put your name, you're paying it forward to so-and-so. You can even buy for a priest, a deacon, a seminarian, a nun, a religious, somebody, that maybe at your church who's in need of a car. So, but you got to, call that number, 888-880-8563, 888-880-8563, and we'll take your information over the phone. Any credit cards that we, write down here at the office, we shred. Once we run them, we shred them. We don't keep anything. And I hear the phones ringing. This is fantastic. Every time I put the number out there, the phone rings. And 888-880-8563, 888-880-8563. We're going to sell some tickets right now in this 30 minutes. Well, we've got like 24 minutes left, but, if you enjoyed Mariana B's music, she was incredible. Anastasia, thank you so much for calling me and saying, you got to talk to this young lady and you got to have her come on your program, because I'll tell you what, I've never had a star like that on my program and I'm just starstruck. She was awesome, from San Antonio, Reagan High School, Incarnate Word. We got to support her. So Mariana B, and if you're on Facebook, go to our Facebook page, GRN South and Central TX. There you're going to find information about today's show and also a link so that you can learn more about Mariana B. You may be out there, you're putting on a conference or something. You need some talent, somebody to come sing a beautiful song that was sung at the Vatican. That's who you call, Mariana B. Thank you, Mariana. But right now, like I said, we're selling raffle tickets, and this is the last day, everybody. I want to thank everyone out there. For the past 7 weeks, well, 6 out of 7, because we had the freeze weekend, I've been at 6 parishes, and it's been beautiful. And I know Mama Gina out there, she's probably listening. She was out at St. Jerome. And Mama Gina, I thank you so much for all the work you do out there. She represented us out there at St. Jerome, and they always come to the party and deliver. So Mama Gina, thank you very much for that. And all of our volunteers, because it takes a lot of hands to make things work. And I know Houston, Dallas, here in San Antonio, major markets for us that always come to the party. And I love when people come up and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to do the 5 for $100. I don't need a Mercedes-Benz, but I love what I hear on Guadalupe Radio Network. And I want y'all to continue that success. That pulls at my heartstrings because, so many Catholics are, so non-self-serving. They're like, here, I want to help. And this is my way of helping. Or, you know what? I don't need the tickets, but let me give you a donation. Oh my goodness. That happens quite a bit. And so I'm very thankful because, we're supported by you. Without you, we don't exist. We're a nonprofit. And so when you call that number, 888-880-8563, you can buy your tickets. They're 1 for $25, okay, or 5 for $100. And I'll tell you what, everybody who calls in and buys a ticket, I've got a consecration to St. Joseph, which is going to start here real soon, a book by Father Donald Calloway. I'm gonna pull somebody's name out. I'm going to send that book. So consecration to St. Joseph by Father Donald Calloway. Anybody who buys a ticket during this next 15 minutes, 20 minutes, I'm going to pull a name out and get you a book in hand. Those that, the three that I sent out, I have received word that they received their books, and I was so happy because they purchased their tickets and their name was drawn out of the hat. So 888-880-8563 is the number to call right now to buy your tickets, one for 25, five for 100. When you do the five for 100, okay, you put it on a credit card, five for 100, you get an extra ticket free. So if they're $25, you're getting five instead of four. I can't tell you how many people love that. It may be that extra ticket that gets pulled. So you want to buy that five for 100. I've even had many buying 10 for 200. And, you know, they're getting two extra tickets free when you do 10 for 200. So I know, you know, it's up to you, your budget. Don't want anybody to hurt themselves out there, but it does support Catholic Radio. It supports the Guadalupe Radio Network. So we're 40 after the hour. And, you know, you just heard the music in the first half from Madiana B. And I thought, you know what? I think if we give our listeners 30 minutes to buy tickets, they're going to respond. And I'm hearing the phones ring. That's great news. I hear the phones ringing. I see Kimberly back there. I see Mario back there. And so, you know, I said, I want to bring this young lady from San Antonio on the show. I don't want to use a whole hour selling tickets because I think we need to present Madiana B, get her name out there, and listen to her music. Boy, she just, I mean, that was so impressive sitting here watching her and sing right here live on the spot. That's when you know you're a singer, when you can just sing right on the spot and without, you know, any nervousness, without any, you know, your voice, you know, cracking or anything. She was fantastic. So keep supporting Guadalupe Radio Network. This is the last day to buy your car raffle tickets. So we've got a special line, 888-880-8563. If you bought last year, the year before, thank you so much for your support. It's that support that keeps Catholic Radio on the air. Without you, we're listener supported. Without you, we're not here. We're 48 stations strong. 48. 10 of those are in Spanish. It takes many hands, many, many dollars to deliver the content that we receive from EWTN, our own produced content. It takes, you know, many dollars to put that together, our own shows, which I know everybody enjoys out there. As I'm out there at parish talks or car raffle sales, people come up and say, gosh, I love this program. Gosh, this is my favorite program. And I love hearing that. Hey, and I love hearing your noon show as well. Even though it interrupts it every Monday, Dr. Ray, you know, it's during the Dr. Ray hour. People have come up to me and said to continue the great work. And I appreciate that. This is all God driven. I wouldn't be here without him. And I'm so glad to serve him. So glad to work in his vineyard. And if you enjoy the content, you enjoy the shows that we put together or put on the air, call that number, 888-880-8563. You've got this opportunity with Car Raffle. You've got Share-a-Thumb, which we do four times a year. And if you know, you're in South and Central Texas, I've got my Fishers of Men dinner coming up April 9th. And that's going to be at Holy Trinity. So I'm sure you, many have gotten information. Start buying those tables now because come here pretty soon, excuse me, they are gonna sell fast. So we appreciate you. Buy your table. You can go into grnonline.com/FOM, Fishers of Men, South and Central Texas. So, but right now, this is the last day to buy those raffle tickets. It's 11:44. We've got a little under 15 minutes to, we want to hit a goal of, let's say, 50 tickets, okay? So if we get 10 people to buy 5 for 100, we're there. And all 10 of you are going to be entered into a drawing for Father Calloway's book, Consecration to St. Joseph, which I think we all should be consecrated to St. Joseph, right? This book shows you how to do that. And Father Calloway does a wonderful job laying it out. It is going to begin soon, the actual days that, you know, that you follow in the book. So I want to get these out. But call that number, 888-880-8563. I'll say it again in case you're writing it down. 888 888-850-8563. That's a lot of eights. I always say that to Mario. That's so many eights. But, you know, it's a privilege when you call in and you buy your car raffle tickets. And if you've bought in the past, continue buying. Because, like I said, we are listener supported. And it's through your generosity that we are able to deliver each and every day, every hour, what Mother Angelica wanted us to deliver. And that's also saving souls, right? So when you call that number, you buy your ticket, and I hear the phones ringing. We've got, I think, three or four on the conference table. So if it's busy, you can't get through, keep calling, okay? That's going to help us. And even after the show, if you want to keep calling that number, keep calling it. You could always call me on my personal cell phone, which, you know, this morning I had like three calls already. People are like, can I buy tickets? I said, yeah, I'm going to do a show today and I'm going to sell tickets. So I think they were calling in. I told them I could either take your information down now or you can call during the show. So thank you out there. You know who you are for calling in, purchasing your car raffle tickets. It's an honor. It's a privilege to serve the Lord. It's an honor and a privilege to bring you Catholic Radio and keeping Catholic Radio on the airwaves. And, you know, if you're listening in Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, San Antonio, we are so thankful for all your help, your support. And, you know, a lot of things have happened in our South and Central Texas listening area, but we are resilient, and it's through the Lord that we get through, you know, freezes and tough times. And we know it gets rough out there, but God always carries us through. We're raffling off a 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250. If you haven't bought your tickets, today is the last day at midnight when the clock strikes 12. It's done. 2026 is in the books. And then I send up every one of those stubs that I received. I send them. I put them in a nice box and send them certified up to Midland where they're put in the bin. And this Friday, our president, Sammy Rodriguez Jr., is going to be pulling that one lucky winner, and what a day it's going to be. I had the list, the winner 2 years ago out of Moore, Texas, the Gutierrez family. And I mean to tell you what a day that was, when I called Mrs. Gutierrez and let her know that they had won. It was on a pay it forward ticket for her husband. And she told me, Gordy, I'm sorry I missed your call. I was in adoration. Incredible. She was in adoration, and I'm blowing up her phone. It was on silent, so she didn't see it. But afterwards, she got in her car and said, I saw all these missed calls from, your number. And I thought I'd call you back. And she was so elated. But it can happen to you. It can happen. All you got to do is call that number, 888-880-8563. Mario or Kimberly or Sean, they'll answer your call. They'll take your information. Tickets are one for 25 or five for 100. When you do the five for 100, you get a ticket free. When you do 10 for 200, you get two tickets free. So if you've always wanted to help support Guadalupe Radio, now is your chance. Now is your chance to, help us keep Catholic Radio on the airwaves. And keep doing what we're doing. We're serving the Lord. We are getting souls to heaven. Our job is, our tagline is radio for your soul, right? We want to get as many souls to heaven as we can get. And, we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet every day, the rosary. And, you know, we have daily mass at 7:30 in the morning. Many of you came up to me, during car raffle and said how appreciative you are of the daily mass at 7:30. And, we appreciate you listening in and, on your way to work or what have you. And, we're very appreciative of that, but we are trying to get souls to heaven. Call that number 888-880-8563, 888-880-8563. We have probably about, I'm going to call it 7 minutes left in this hour for In His Vineyard. If you're just tuning in, I'm using the last 30 minutes of my show in His Vineyard to sell some tickets. That lucky person who I draw their name out, if you buy your tickets right now, I'm going to draw a name out to receive, and I'm going to send the Father Donald Calloway's consecration to St. Joseph. You're going to get that in the mail. You could start that this week. And so call that number, 888-880-8563. You'll be entered. Tickets are one for 25 or five for 100. We had the pay it forward ticket as well. If you want to ask for that, pay it forward for your priest, your deacon, your seminarian, anybody, a first responder. It could be a family member that needs a car, right? Anyway, it's called Pay It Forward. And this ticket is incredible because it's just a blessing if somebody buys a ticket for you on your behalf. And that is a true blessing. 888-880-8563. 888-880-8563. And we are at the 50-minute mark, 50 minutes into the show. We've got about 7 minutes left, and you want to call that number. If you are, you know, in a spot right now where you can't call the number, or you're in a meeting, or, you know, you go back and you listen to this show again, you can always call my cell phone, 210-865-0043, 865-0043. You can call that all day today, up until midnight. Of course, I'm going to go to bed at about 11, so I got to get my rest, but you can call me. I'll have forms and tickets on me all day, and we're going to go to the last hour, so to the last minute, which is midnight tonight. This is the last day, February 16th, the last day to buy your car raffle tickets. And if you enjoy what you hear on, you know, any of the local stations here, 89.7, 88.5, 91.1, 1400, or 97.9, if you're listening in on any of those stations and you enjoy the content that we deliver, pick up the phone, dial that number, 888-880-8563, and buy a ticket. You don't have to buy 20 tickets. Hey, it just takes one. But it starts with that call. Help Guadalupe Radio Network continue its journey of, you know, we're 25 plus years. We just celebrated 25 years last year. And, you know, there's a lot of stations out there that don't exist anymore because they couldn't make it. Guadalupe Radio has made it because of you. We are listener funded. But you got to call that number and help us out. It's the last day of car raffle, 888-880-8563, 888-880-8563. Sorry about that. My mic cut out. 8563, 888-880-8563. We're going to be doing this for the next 5 minutes, and you can always text the word raffle, okay? Raffle, R-A-F-F-L-E, to 345-345. Many ways to buy your tickets. GRN online /raffle. You could buy your tickets there. You could call the number 888-880-8563. We give you many options. And, you know, everybody's carrying a phone, right? Nowadays, I don't see anybody without a phone. So if you want to text the word raffle to 345-345, you can buy those tickets right now or anytime today up until midnight. Midnight is, that's it. Once the clock strikes 12, we're done with Car Raffle 2026. And as I was saying earlier, this Friday, you want to tune in at 8 o'clock. I got an email from Sammy, and he was telling me, you know, that he was telling all of us, you know, how it's going to work on Friday. But you do want to tune in on Friday because that is when Sammy Rodriguez Jr., our president of the Guadalupe Radio Network, is going to pull that one lucky winner. Okay. And once he pulls that ticket, if it's somebody from my area, which I'm praying it is, then that's when we go to work. And that's when I will be making that call. Hopefully it's somebody from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, or San Antonio, South and Central Texas. And so it won't be live, but I will be calling. I will be calling you, and you'll be able to jump for joy and thank God for the blessing. All right. So, but it begins with that call, 888-880-8563, 888-880-8563, or text the word raffle to 345-345. We got about 3 minutes left, and that's it for my show, all right? In His Vineyard, we'll be coming to a close here real quick, but you still have time to call 888-880-8563, and then you could call or text the word raffle to 345-345. Text the word raffle to 345-345. You could buy your tickets there safely, and you could buy your tickets by calling that number safely, or you can go into grnonline.com/raffle and you can purchase your tickets there. I want to thank everybody because I've got, you know, maybe a couple minutes left. Everybody out there who has purchased a raffle ticket, thank you so much. You know, it goes to help support Guadalupe Radio. And yeah, you know, yesterday I was at it. OLG Helotus, and I got to see friends out there that I grew up with. Great to see Serge and his brother and his parents. And I want to thank everybody, Father Becerra, Father Luke, over there at OLG Helotus for having the Guadalupe Radio Network out there. We had our canopy out there. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful day. Want to thank also, oh my goodness, I have to thank, Our Lady of Guadalupe, St. Louis, Castroville, St. Louis Catholic Church in Castroville. Thank you so much for all that you did for Guadalupe Radio Network. Our Lady of the Atonement, of course, we want to make sure we thank them. St. Joseph Honey Creek, Father Chris Munoz out there and his dog Titus. Blessed Sacrament, Father Johnson Lay. Thank you, Father Johnson. And also we kicked off with St. Anthony Mary Claret. Thank you to everyone out there. And thank you to St. Jerome, Mama Gina out there. Want to thank everybody out there who purchased tickets. You can still call that number, 888-880-8563. 888-880-8563. Want to thank each and every one of our listeners out there for supporting the Guadalupe Radio Network and for supporting us and in keeping Catholic radio on the air alive and the programming that we deliver to you, whether it's GRN or EWTN, you're going to get the best. Thank you, everybody. That music means we're coming to a close. Mariana B., thank you for coming by and performing your live music here at the studio that you performed at the Holy Land and the Vatican. Everybody, thank you very much. Visit our digital platforms across Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. God bless you. We love you. We love you guys. Take care.
Faith, hope, charity. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
The Guadalupe Radio Network would like to thank Gerard Morales, owner of Texas Veteran Security. Texas Veteran Security is veteran-owned and operated. Texas Veteran Security offers armed and unarmed guards, alarm and camera installation and monitoring, and other security services. More information can be found on TexasVeteranSecurity.com. Their number is 210-807-7814. Thank you, Gerard Morales, for your support of the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Hello, I am Archbishop Gustavo, and thank you for listening to the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul. May our triune God be praised through this network, glorifying each one of the persons of the Most Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We entrust your family and your beloved ones to the action and power of the Holy Spirit, which is what Jesus did before he left and be glorified by the Father. He left the Holy Spirit for us. May our Lord Jesus Christ bless our bishops, our priests, our deacons and seminarians, nuns and religious every day. And may the Holy Spirit, source of all purity of heart, communicated to you through the cross. May the Spirit keep your body and your soul pure so that you can see God, and may people find God through you. Viva Cristo Rey! Viva! Viva Our Lady of Guadalupe! Viva!
Please join us in a prayer to Saint Anthony of Padua. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O dear protector, Saint Anthony, on this day we direct our fervent prayer to you, asking you to hear us and to intercede for us. We are parents who ask for peace in our families, our worthy occupations, and our daily bread. We are children who ask for divine assistance and protection in the hope of a successful and happy future. We are the needy poor, the afflicted, and sinners who come to you for help and grace. Therefore, speak on our behalf to that child whom you hold in your arms, and we are sure of being heard. Amen.
Thanks for listening to KJMA 89.7 Floresville, San Antonio on the Guadalupe Radio Network in South Texas. Catholic radio for your soul. Catholic radio for your soul. Heard also streaming on grnonline.com and on your smartphone.